It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Manchester, New Hampshire.
And I'm David Green in Washington. It's not easy for a presidential candidate to win both the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Barack Obama didn't do it 4 years ago, nor did John McCain. But this year, Mitt Romney is getting closer to pulling it off.
After barely winning Iowa, the Republican candidate is maintaining a double-digit lead here in New Hampshire. Over the weekend, in debates and campaign events, Romney's opponents sharpened their attacks, questioning his conservative credentials and his honesty. Romney, though, kept campaigning as if he's already looking to the general election. Here's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.
The final weekend before Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary saw Romney hosting big events. There was a rally at an opera house in Rochester. He took the stage with his wife, Ann, three of his five sons, and a collection of grandkids. New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte spoke, as did former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who dropped out of the race this summer. Romney leveled his usual charge that President Obama is out of touch with American values and beliefs.
I look at these last 3 years and I just shake my head. I don't think the president gets it.
That, by the way, is something other presidential candidates have said about Romney, who always answers by highlighting his business experience. But yesterday, he added a line about the anxiety and fears he has known.
And I've learned what it's like to sign the front of a paycheck, not just the back of the paycheck, and to know how frightening it is to see whether you can make payroll at the end of the week. I mean, these are experiences that many of you know. I know what it's like to worry whether you're going to get fired. There were a couple of times I wondered whether I was going to get a pink slip. And I care very deeply about the American people.
Romney's rivals have also raised questions about the frontrunner's authenticity. Newt Gingrich yesterday called Romney's message, quote, pious baloney. Romney, in turn, campaigned in Exeter last night with a man whom Republicans consider authentic to his core, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
When America is watching on Tuesday night, you tell them we've seen presidential candidates come and go in this state, and we know a president when we see one, and he is right here.
Romney supporter Chris Trojan, a middle school teacher, was at the event in Rochester. She says it's okay if the attacks on Romney have increased in recent days.
That's okay. It's good for him.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, because when he wins the primary, then he's going to have to go against Obama, which will be tough, but I think he's ready.
And Obama's certainly going to beat up on him.
Yeah. I think we're going to beat up on Obama, too. It's the nature of the beast.
Her comments show that Romney supporters are also looking ahead to the general election. The other candidates say not so fast, predicting a closer-than-expected finish in New Hampshire and troubles for Romney down the road as the contest moves to South Carolina. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.